Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, one of the very powerful sections of Paul's writing occurs in Galatians 1, verses 6 through about verse 9. And I wanted to read verse 6 through 8 for you today, and I want us to think about a word that is not often the word we think of when we read that passage. Paul writes and says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. He says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we read that passage and sometimes say, okay, you know, the word gospel is a very interesting word. And it is, and that's a word worthy of its own consideration. Or maybe we look at that passage and we say, you know, Paul mentions that angels had, you know, perhaps preached other gospels, and so we'd want to look at the word angel. That's a word worthy of consideration, whether it be an angel of God or a messenger according to the original word. And that is itself worthy of consideration. And some people look at the word another there, where a gospel is preached, but it's not another, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I want you to notice, did you notice at the end of that passage that Paul says, for those who teach, for those who subscribe to this gospel that is not endorsed by God, let them be accursed. You ever stopped and thought about the word accursed? In this passage, Paul uses the word, and of course, again, he's talking about a perverted gospel that is not the gospel. He's certainly saying that if God did not endorse the matter, then it's not going to be right, regardless of who the source is, and the penalty attached to it is that a man would be accursed from God. The word here, and perhaps you have in the margin of your Bible, is the word anathema. Anathema, accursed. Notice this. The word literally means devoted to destruction, or in the words of one man, set aside for judgment. Now listen to this. Paul says that when a man preaches a gospel that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is another gospel, it's not the gospel that Paul and the inspired men have preached, then he is going to be, even those who believe it, accursed, set aside for judgment. He is going to be delivered, devoted to destruction. What Paul is saying is that people are going to be lost for believing something that is not the truth of God. So consider with me. You know, we live in an age today where we face what's called a pluralism philosophy. It's the idea of tolerance. And in this world, we are told that we should not stand against, we should not tell anybody that they're wrong, regardless of what they teach. And there have been so many false teachings in this world. Consider that I know that you've learned from some of the programming here on this station that many men in the world teach that babies are lost in sin, and that God preselects every individual by name before the foundation of the world, and that the Holy Spirit miraculously works upon individuals' heart, and once they're saved, they're always saved, and that system of Calvinism has been around for a long time, but it's not endorsed by the Bible. There have been a number of people who take a view of the end of the world, a false eschatological view, and they say, okay, the Lord did not set up His kingdom here upon this earth, and He's going to come back one day because He failed in His original mission, and He's going to set up a physical kingdom in Jerusalem, and He's going to reign there for 1,000 years, and there'll be a rapture and the battle of Armageddon and all these things in what's called premillennialism, and that doctrine itself is not taught in the Bible. And of course, modern denominationalism, and really all denominationalism, is the idea of you can have various groups that even in their aggregate state do not equal the total church, and you have all these doctrines that are not taught by the Bible. Now, the word is important because Paul says if we're not teaching what the Bible says, or if we're believing something that men teach that's not taught in the Bible, there is to be a curse. We are accursed. The idea is we are now devoted to destruction. And I want you to understand that there's a serious consequence based upon that word that Paul gives, that he grants to those who will not follow the truth or teach something other than truth, and that's to be accursed, delivered to destruction, set aside for judgment, the idea of condemnatory judgment. And by the way, what does this say about people who, when they stand and preach, will not even say anything about sin? The way they feel toward it, the way they present themselves, as if somehow sin is okay. Paul said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, and encouraged Timothy that was the way he helped men prepare for judgment. Accursed. It's a very strong word in the Bible, but God wants us to be clear that to believe something other than what He has delivered to us through His inspired men causes us to be lost. That's why God uses words like accursed. That's been our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.